What are your views on the development of the diabetes specialist nurse?
Diabetes specialist nurses are fundamental to the management of diabetes. But like every other member of the team, they only are part of the team. So that the medical side is very important, particularly for diagnosis and overall review and management. Diabetes and specialist nurses are fantastic at all the technicalities of diabetes, particularly insulin and syringes and pens and so on. They're much more available so that patients can have much more direct access for advice, and that's excellent. They're also extremely good at applying protocols so that any agreement about how things should be managed is going to be done by nurses, less so by medics. But of course, part of the diabetes team is the dietitian, the chiropodist, the social worker. They're all essential parts, so that no one can be dominant. It may be led by somebody, but it isn't that they're the only people who can do everything. So yes, essential, but you can't expect a diabetes nurse specialist to do absolutely everything for the diabetic patient.
Back in 1973, would there have been a chiropodist and a dietitian and perhaps one regular nurse in these big old-fashioned clinics?
Well, we were lucky at the General Hospital, and this did happen. But, of course, I think other hospitals weren't so lucky and still struggle to get somebody who is committed to diabetes in the dietetic department. I think all the results have shown that chiropody done jointly and it gets the best results, so that although work in Manchester with Andrew Bolton has led the way in this, and Edmonds in King's, I think it has been practiced in all good centres for a very long time.